Thank you for giving me the pleasure to be here and being able to talk to you. My name is Markus Moser. I'm part of the team of Professor Gustav Neumann, and together with my colleagues, I am responsible for the Learn platform. You heard it before, probably, yesterday. So you got a talk about this continuous integration process and a very interesting talk about this monitoring software. And you might still be asking yourself the question, how is this this platform actually working? What are the internals? What are the functionality? How is it delivering value to its users? And today I want to present you a very small aspect of this, which is the grading aspect of our e-learning system. It's only a small aspect, so if I talk about the entire platform, we could spend hours talking about it. Maybe not in this talk, because I'm limited to 15 minutes of fame. So if you are interested, please let's have a chat afterwards, and I'm happy to give you a few hints. So today, the topic of my talk will be the assessment of our e-learning system. If you remember your career as a student, our young student is not here today, but he is he's still involved in this kind of process. If you remember your times as a student, you know there are all kinds of assessments and all kinds of assignments you have to complete for your courses, and you usually get some form of grade for this, like a certain amount of points, a certain grade. This slightly different in Austria you have from 1 to 5 the grades, in Germany from 1 to 6, and in other countries it's even more different. And now the question is, how can we set up a good solution for handling a large quantity of assessment records that come from the e-learning platform? So every time I complete an exercise just for practicing, or every time I hand in an assignment as a student, I generate some kind of assessment data. Yeah? Or if I get a grade from my teacher, every time a new data record is getting generated. And the question is, of course, how can this be designed in a way that it's scalable for a large amount of users and gradings? I looked into the database yesterday. We have about 7 million gradings for about 40,000 different users. Yeah, it's quite something. And this is getting, of course, daily by the day it's getting more, so today we even have more probably. Yeah. And of course, this solution here builds upon our OpenSAS framework and also the ExoTicker and the ExoWiki extension, which you might be familiar with. And yeah, you're also, of course, invited to visit this Learn platform. And we also have a publicly available part of it. I'll show you that later in a couple of slides. Okay. First of all, we start with the database model. If you want to consider how to model this grading thing in a good way, you can do it like this, in the classic data warehouse model. So Michael Aram, he is here with us today. He's the original author of this model. So he should be familiar with some parts of it. So it might strike some familiarity for you, this kind of presentation. So this is designed in a classic data warehouse fashion according to the Kimball model, is it, I think? Which means you have these facts in the middle, which are mostly numerical data collected in a table, and these are fed by some kind of events. For example, if a user gets graded, user receives a grade, then there will be one tuple, one row populated in the database that gives us these numeric details. There's one exception to the numeric a rule that everything is numeric, which is the comment. Yeah, this was introduced later. And around these fact tables that describe the events, we have these dimensions that add context. You see, this is a very intuitive model, and this is designed not for avoiding redundancy, but for being very easily and intuitively understandable. So we can join here the different contextual dimensions that we need, for example, the user by the user ID, or we can join in the activity verb dimension, which is just a verbal description as a verb of what the action performed was. For example, I complete something, or I have to reflect on something, or I'm giving, getting something for resubmission. And then we have, of course, the activities themselves that are described by the activity dimension and have a community and the resource identifier. And via the resource identifier, I can then link to the form page. This means the learning resource item from whatever source this is coming from. Good. And of course, via the community ID, I can get the .learn community. And in a later, if I'm later interested in some kind of analytics, I can here use this. Good. Now you will be asking yourself, where's the ticker fun? Where does the fun start here? Because, you know, modeling data tables is maybe not the greatest of fun, and also writing SQL queries is maybe not the funniest thing around. So what we can use here is the object relational database interface of Exotickle, which allows us to hide the complexity of typical create, reads, update, write, delete operations, and define this this data model that we see seen in this slide entirely in Tickle. Yeah, and then we can just call the typical the typical operations like new or save or update on our grading record indicator. For example, here's a small slice of Tickle code that shows you how you would record a grading in this model I've shown in the slide before. Yeah? This is completely in Tickle, and of course, this can easily be embedded in any kind of application that does the grading, because not only one application does the grading, but many. So, of course, we need a meaningful and interesting interface. Yeah? What is maybe here also interesting here that we show, that we store these values as fractions. So the points given are not stored as absolutes because they can also, it's a later point maybe change. And so we use fractions here. Good. Now something very interesting. Activities can be connected. They don't exist in a void. Yeah. So for example, here is this graph that shows you, for example, how a course can be designed. You start with a Tickle exam and an OpenSAS exam, and out of this, you get a score for the Tickle programming. Yeah, so this means you can stack these activities and also start aggregating them. For example, calculating the sum of activities and the average or the best n, the best 5, the best 3, the best 2. And yeah, if you're looking for the exact term, this is a directed acyclic graph. There cannot be any cycles in the graph, and it has a direction because it's aggregating up. And if we, for example, imagine that the top level is the current course that I'm doing as a student, then I can easily calculate the points and see how many points do I have altogether as a student for this course. Yeah. Good. Let's get to the different kind of activities that are currently supported by this model. Where can they come from to make it a bit less abstract? They can come from, for example, a learning activity. So our platform has a large variety of learning activities. I need to hurry up. A large variety of learning activities that can be used freely for studying. So students can enroll to a course and then they can find a huge amount of resources. It can also come from the online exam that we have seen yesterday with the proctoring module. So this was very interesting for the pandemic because it allows something like exams that can be conducted from home. And you, of course, have categories that are aggregations of these activity items, and then also each package that uses the gradebook module for aggregating these points has a root folder where you can calculate the score for one student who is in this course. And we have this super category, which I'll show a bit later. Good. This is the front-end perspective, how the teacher could see it. You see we have some kind of activities. This is an example from my course that I'm doing. And we have here, for example, the recaps that are aggregates, that are the sum of these 5 recaps. And they bring 25 points, but they only get a weight of 20%. And the constraint is the total weight is always 1 here. Yeah, so I can do here custom weightings. I can do some multi-level structuring, so it's quite interesting. And as you can see here below, I can also add bonus items in this structure. So here you see students' perspective of this assessment for this course, and you see this is, I took my best student here, who has 92% and got a grade 1. So this is the student perspective. Good. And at the start of my talk, I also promised you to present the public phase of Learn, which is called the Learn Public. And this is a massive open online course intended for high school students. Currently, it's mostly available in German, so it's intended for the Austrian market. But this is an online course that is free to use for students, or actually for anybody, with the aim of increasing economic literacy. And you can do some courses on this platform, and then you can earn badges. Yeah, badges are here these logos, for example. This is some gamification approach. If you complete enough resources with a high enough score, for example, you do the final quiz and you have a certain amount of points, then you earn a badge, for example, here for the contract badge. And the contract badge can be downloaded by the student, and it contains Mozilla Open Badge metadata. Yeah? We also use TDOM for this, of course, because the SVG files are basically XML. So we embed here the metadata. And any application that supports this kind of Mozilla Open Badge standard can embed, read, display the certificates. Yeah? So the idea is that a student can earn a certificate and then upload it on a third-party platform, and the third-party platform will detect is it valid or not and will be able to display it. Yeah. So learnpublic.vu.at is the final, is the address where you can take a look at this. Okay, I have 1 minute, which is perfect for my outlook and potential future work slide. I want to talk a bit where one could go from here. So we have this hierarchical structure of activities, and if you ever been a bit in the field of knowledge graphs or competence graphs, then it would be a very interesting thing, of course, to determine for each student what kind of competencies has this person acquired in his or her educational career. Yeah. So basically, this could be mapped if we had some kind of educational ontologies that is mapped to the different activities and assessment items, then we could at one point do something like this and then give the student not only a leaving certificate but also something like a competence graph, and this shows then what the student is capable of doing, because different paths through different courses might give you the same competencies as a result. Yeah, and this, of course, enables some very beautiful things like comparability, or might be even interesting to personal departments. Yeah, but this is just an idea where one could go from this. Okay, this is then the end of my talk. I thank you for listening, and I'm happy to have your questions. One last thing I'd like to say before the questions. I'd like to thank Michael Aram for the data warehouse model, and also I'd like to thank Felix Mödricher, who designed a prototype version of this Gradebook application. He sadly passed away in this year. He was very highly appreciated as a colleague and as a friend by many of us, and I would also like to thank him for contributing to this project. Okay, your questions, please.
Well, it's rather a detailed question. You pointed out that there's the that something sums up to one, and I'm not quite sure I understand the complete picture. But you add some courses or some sub units of courses.
Let me go to the slide. You mean this one,
yeah? The weight,
yes.
It's up to one. The question is, if you later add another unit, you will have to manually adjust the others, or will it automatically normed to the sum of one?
It will be rebalanced automatically, but this restriction that it can be only one in total is for one course. So we are here within the unit of one course, and here we have the restriction that it must be in total always 100%. We also thought about designing it in another way that you can freely play around and also say, "Ha, I want 200, 300, or 166%." But this is currently not possible because of the usability. We wanted to make it easy for the people.
Mm-hmm. Say the units should be different, the weights of each unit you want to adapt them later, then you have to craft very hard to get it to a sum of one. So the question is whether you can have arbitrary sums and then just press a button and it will just scale down everything so it will be back.
Yes, it should scale automatically. That is also a design idea, because if I add a new thing, it should also have some points by default. For example, 10 points, and according to these points, then you can scale it and also provide a new value that also adds up to a sum of 100%. Yeah, maybe if you will be a teacher at one point, you maybe get a chance to try it. You are invited to try to break it or find some limitations of this. Yes. Yes. Yeah, we can do a live demonstration, but we're already a bit over time, so afterwards, yeah.
Marcus, thank you. It's an interesting talk. I'm not familiar with the internals of the assessment module, so I have a question maybe about capabilities. It's probably something it's supported or you've thought about. Within a final exam, for example, that may consist of multiple questions, yes? Is each question modeled as an activity, or is it a fact? Or I don't understand. And the basis of my question is does the module support modern testing types that do item response theory? In other words, you know, you're talking testing about, you know, some concept, and you progressively get harder and harder questions until they get it wrong, and then you fall back to try and find that underlying construct or where they belong on that dimension.
Okay, so the idea is to build a system, item response theory, and make it harder. So like some interactive application that starts with an easy question and then gets progressively harder. Well, currently we do not support it, but I think it could be done with a bit of effort, it would be possible. And it would also be a very interesting idea.
Maybe I can give a short answer. I mean, we have also a paper about this, where you see the details of the data cross-grading warehouse, as we call it, and a part of the functionality is used in this great book on the top of levels. And there are also some kind of values you can put there, which are something like social competence. Is a person who's helpful in answering forums, which are not part of the great book at all. But it needs at the end some kind of aggregation mechanisms, which don't come for free. It's very hard to come up with a generic rule of doing it. But from the design of the whole structure, it is capable of doing this and able to zoom out and zoom in or whatever. And, I mean, also at the end, concerning, let's say, this item response theory, the question is, what at the end the teacher wants to adhere some kind of a result, and not necessarily how he was calculating what's coming up. I mean, it's just up to the teacher at the end how to expose the internals also to the student at the end, but also in the real classroom situation, you don't have the full history. Sometimes it means for this final exam, it's just put in one value and maybe some comment, something like this.
Yes. Yeah, we really designed it to make it as flexible for the teacher as possible. So the teacher has many degrees of freedom to design his or her course to his or her ideas or expectations.
In the beginning, you mentioned that it is available for German and Austrian standards.
The
is it possible
Learn Public.
To use for the East side, Latin and US?
You mean this...
For the grades.
This platform, the Learn Public platform, is currently aimed at Austrian high school students. So this the content is German.
It's a misunderstanding. I mean, the system itself is nationalized as everything else. I mean, you can put any kind of basis keys in. And the core system you have is calculated in percent. And how about the question is how to map percent to grades is actually module that you can also replace by arbitrary from A to E or whatever, your system will have, I mean, it's just a small part of this on top of the rest. I mean,
the question was based on the people from Guatemala, perhaps they could use that.
Yeah, I mean, probably all the people in whatever.
Ohio.
UCLA can use it with different grading system and whatever.
Okay, thank you for helping me out with this question, but I was not really sure if this was about the national different standards of grading, but of course it would be possible to adapt this to, I don't know, many different countries and international standards about grading, but it should be very easily doable and adaptable.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, which slide?